We've got someone on the phone, haven't we?
We do. We are currently joined on the phone by the gorgeous Offa from Odette Mercy and her Soul Atomics. Offa, welcome. Can you hear us?
Morning. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep, we can, loud and clear. Offa, we've been chatting this morning with some artists who didn't quite get into the top 45, but certainly earned a spot in the overall top 100 in RTRFM's.
And a place in our hearts.
Yeah, true. More importantly. So Offa, I can officially announce that You Lose by Odette Mercy and her Soul Atomics has narrowly missed out, but came in at number 50. Congratulations.
That's it. But thank you. Thank you so much. How ironic. you lose also. No, but actually, we're super stoked. When we got the news that we were on the nominations list, we actually couldn't believe it. Like, the band, when I was talking to with the band, they were like, wow, how interesting. Like, for us, that was such a deeply personal song about, you know, trying to really overcome sometimes when you feel like you lose. But in actual fact, you know, putting all of it into writing, we felt like we win. I know it sounds cheesy, but everybody knows.
No, it doesn't sound cheesy at all. It sounds lovely. Offa, I wanted to ask you as well, I mean, particularly for yourself, your voice is such a distinctive and formidable force for the band. I'd love to know, how did you get into singing and what are the influences that shaped your sound?
Well, you know, for a long time, I grew up loving music, all kinds of music. Singing wise, it's so lovely. I really am a bit like a red face. You wouldn't be able to tell. When I couldn't control my voice when I was really young, I couldn't. It just sounded really like a lot of screamy, shouty kind of. Very nasal, and it's almost like I always talk about sounding like a donkey.
I don't believe it for a minute.
A pretty good sounding donkey.
Yeah.
But you know, like, it's that whole thing where you just, you know, I looked a particular way, so I thought I should sound a particular way, and people thought that I should sound a particular way. You know, like, I really loved Aretha Franklin. I loved voices like Marsha Hines. I loved all of those beautiful, soulful, and very, like, buttery voices. And my voice wasn't quite at that level, of course, but it didn't have the same kind of grit. But I also really loved original music that had no, you know, it kind of just really was about accepting who you are and how you sounded. And even though I don't sound like those wonderful soulful voices in my head, you know, for me anyways, what I learnt was that just sounding like you is the best way and most authentic way to go forward.
Absolutely.
Agree. You guys have been in the WA music scene for quite some time. What was it like in the WA music scene when you first started out?
When we first started out, you know, it was like a pretty happening time for anyone who was playing music that was categorised in the soul funk sound, like, and not just in like a, you know, kind of throwback sound. I'm talking like amazing artists that used elements of funk and soul in theirs. Like Ribozone was incredible. You have bands that are still also around today, like Randa and the Soul Kingdom. The Bigness, which saw a lot of artists that are still, but in their own kind of band, doing their own projects as well now.
Yeah.
And there was like this kind of fusion between, in hip hop, you could hear some of the callbacks to soul through the, like, whether there was someone doing singing the chorus or hook line and then the hip hop. But then there were just, it kind of was this real mix of throwback or callback stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of was heavily influenced by 60s, 50s, 70s. Boom Bap Pow was also around when we first started. So, you know, you kind of have these those bands that were kind of like that, but then there were also the ones that were starting to kind of move it into different spheres of EDM and hip-hop, and The Stoop was also around then, so, you know, that they're also still around now, but, you know, it's kind of, it was very rich in all the types of music that you could hear. But I think the main thing that I wanted to stress was that in that time was when people were really branching out of their so-called genres, and, you know, working with other artists from different genres, or like putting on shows that had different bands all on the lineup. So
yeah, you'd
see something that had a lot of variety. So, yeah.
Oh, amazing. I've got a big question for you next. You know, we're talking today about, you know, the top 45 greatest songs in WA. I wanted to ask you personally, what do you think are the elements that go into making a great song? Like, what does a great song need to have, in your opinion?
Well, you know, firstly, it's like that it is easy to relate to. Sonically, it's like all the things that make it, it depends on what, I don't know. That is a really hard question.
Maybe a bit
it's
early.
It's an unfair question, but here's an easier one. Who do you think's going to be in a number one in the countdown?
Oh, man, that's like, whether.
No, it is an easy question, is it?
Yeah, no, it's a scientist or like Avi, May, anyone from, like, you know, we've got amazing bands that are doing incredibly well, like Methyl Ethyl and Tame Impala, but then you have like, you just played Institut Polaire, which was also one of my favorites back in the day too. So, you know, like, this, we are so lucky. There's certainly something that's been in the water in WA that you can hear the music either hits differently or is familiar enough for you to be able to be like, oh, I love the crap out of this. I was about to swear, sorry.
That's absolutely fine. Offa, it's been an absolute delight talking to you this morning. We're wishing Odette Mercy and the Soul Atomics all the best for the future.